Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing with yours truly, Pat Johnston, for this July 22nd of 2024. President Joe Biden is no longer running for re-election. Biden released a statement on Sunday announcing his decision to step aside and then released another statement announcing his endorsement of his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee to face Dear Leader in the election this coming November. And it appears that many Democrats are jumping aboard the Kamala Harris campaign. Here in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer just announced her endorsement, while every Democratic Michigan congressional member except for Rashida Tlaib announced their support for Harris. Attorney General Dana Nessel and former Democratic Governors Jim Blanchard and Jennifer Granholm also made their support for Harris public. Both the Michigan U.S. Senators, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, also announced their endorsements as well. It appears so far that a strong majority of Democratic officials are backing Harris, which I think is the correct move. Look, I've heard the arguments that she should have to win a floor vote, and a political dork like me would probably love to see what an old-time convention really used to be like. And I didn't give in to the arguments during the last couple of weeks that with Biden possibly dropping out with only a few months remaining, Democrats would be in peril with either Harris getting the nod or a candidate to be picked via an open convention. Because, as I said in my Friday short last week, Democrats have this irrational fear of the 1968 Democratic Convention specter. They still, I have to remind you, nearly won that race in 68 despite dissension and the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. But even more, and it's something I forgot to bring up last Friday, John F. Kennedy won on the third ballot in the floor vote at the 1960 DNC, and then, of course, he went on to defeat Richard Nixon. So I didn't get the nervousness of many who thought we had to stick with Biden no matter what because it was too late. Regardless, Joe Biden made the correct and honorable decision to indeed step down and hand the reins to Kamala Harris. I woke up on Sunday morning in complete panic mode. I have to be honest, when I saw a brand new epic MRA poll showing Biden facing a 7-point deficit to Trump in Michigan. But that panic was turned into sudden and rare, I might add, optimism when Biden dropped out and backed Harris. And it seems like it has provided a jolt, a much needed jolt, to what had been a demoralized Democratic voting bloc, as the Democratic fundraising arm known as Act Blue so far has raised $100 million since Biden's announcement 24 hours ago. Now, I'm not here to say I told you so or that I'm awesome, and some of you are not. However, I did have a feeling with Biden stepping aside for Harris, the enthusiasm would go through the roof. And while Biden was perhaps the most successful domestic policy Democratic president of my lifetime, Harris can now effectively campaign not only about that record, but also how she intends to improve on that record. The enthusiasm gap is gone, and this will help down-ballot Democrats in Michigan, too, including my guest this week, Sarah Mae Seward, who's running against MAGA clown Republican Matt Maddox. Listen to that episode this Thursday. Finally, with Biden stepping aside, the sheer tension and animosity within our side really was a drag on all of us ever since the debate. Well, that is all gone. And I'm sorry for those of you who disagreed with me at times and some of you who decided to unfollow me here or on social media, but I am always going to keep it real for you. I'm always going to tell you how I'm feeling. And look, we're not always going to agree every single time. And that's fine. That's fine. That's good. Because we're progressives. We're not MAGA. We're grownups. We're not a cult. We believe in the American experiment, while MAGA believes in authoritarian fascist rule. And that's what this election is all about. And that's why I'm more than hopeful. We can now stop the infighting and now pay attention to taking the battle to Trump and his MAGA minions. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.